It's the Tom Hartman Program.
During the 75 minutes when his blog was wide open, here are the first responses. It's good that you're no longer a representative. The stench of the 109th Congress will take a long time to fix. The next one says, didn't we already stick a fork in your butt and decide you're done? These are the nice ones.
Tom Hartman. Weekday mornings, 10 to noon on KRXA 540.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. One of the most influential Republicans in the Senate is challenging the president on the War Powers Act over reinforcements to Iraq. The White House concedes war funding powers to the Congress, but says strategy has always belonged to the commander-in-chief.
The top Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Arlen Specter, had a sharp retort to President Bush today and his claim that no matter what Congress does on Iraq, he'll decide.
I would suggest and suggest respectfully to the president that he is not the sole decider.
Specter spoke at a hearing looking into the provocative question of whether Congress has authority to end a war.
We have shared powers. Shared powers.
The Senate is likely to be voting next week on a resolution against sending more troops to Iraq. Bob Fudd, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Confirmation hearing today for the new boss at U.S. Central Command, Admiral William Fallon, told the Senate Armed Services Committee Iran has created complications and new dangers in Iraq, and the sectarian violence there has been too much for Iraqi forces to handle.
We probably erred in our assessment of the ability of these people to take on all of these tasks at the same time.
Success for the president's new Iraq strategy depends largely on the Iraqis' collective ability to step up big time. The Senate took another step toward hiking the minimum wage today.
On this vote, the yeas are 87, the nays are 10.
They cut off the debate over it. The Senate version, however, includes tax breaks for businesses to blunt the impact of higher bottom-end wages, which means a conference committee to hash out the differences with the U.S. House. A key terror charge has been restored against alleged al-Qaeda plotter Jose Padilla.
Jose Padilla is not charged with being part of an alleged dirty bomb plot, but with conspiring to murder people overseas as part of violent jihad. And if convicted, he could face life in prison. That key charge had been tossed out by the trial judge, and now an appeals court is siding with prosecutors that the offense does not duplicate two lesser charges Padilla also faces.
CBS's Stephanie Lambadakis at the Justice Department. In the little town of Gent, West Virginia, a gas explosion this morning killed four people, sending five more to hospitals.
I heard this big boom, and then the place shook, and then shortly after that, the power surged on and off.
That's Ben Monist. He manages a nearby ski resort. All that's left of the convenience store where it happened is a crater and some twisted, smoking wreckage. A 37-year-old woman's in trouble with Hickory, North Carolina police for leaving her sons in her car to sleep while she danced away the night in the roadhouse. The boys are ages 10 and 12, but it's a misdemeanor charge of child abuse. The kids were in shorts and T-shirts. The car was not running, so the heat was off. Temps in the 50s. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 32.5 points today. NASDAQ picked up 7.5 points. Oil prices, $56.97 a barrel, were up $2.96. This is CBS News.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
Nope. Just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
another delay in the Duke lacrosse sex abuse case. CBS's Jim Krasula explains this one.
A crucial hearing in the Duke lacrosse case, scheduled for next Monday, has been delayed until May, giving the new prosecutors more time to review thousands of pages of evidence. Defense lawyers and two special prosecutors brought in after District Attorney Mike Nifong stepped aside have met for the first time. Nifong faces serious ethics violations for his handling of the case, in which three Duke lacrosse players are charged with sexually assaulting a woman at a team party last March. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The racehorse, Barbaro, would be welcome at Churchill Downs forever, his final resting place. There are four other Kentucky Derby winners buried there at the Derby Museum, and officials say they'd be honored to have Barbaro there too. Barbaro was put down yesterday after an eight-month-long battle to recover from that shattered leg and the infections that followed the Preakness Stakes. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, get up to a $90 cash rebate with purchase of Continental or General tires. That's right, up to $90 cash back. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership.
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
Why settle for another pre-made combo meal when right now you can get a Subway Fresh Value Meal at a great price? A delicious sub with chips and a drink. The Subway Fresh Value Meal. What a deal. Subway restaurants, where freshness meets value. Subway. Eat fresh.
Offer good on regular 6-inch sub bag of chips and 21-ounce drinks. Subway's registered trademark of Dr. Associates, Inc.
And welcome one and all, Tony Trupiano with you this beautiful day. In for Peter B. Putting his toes in the sand, I would bet about now. Having a nice margarita. Pleasure to be with you. And a thrill, actually, to be with you today. We've got a great program. I'm going to be here today and tomorrow. I believe Brad Friedman from Brad Blog is going to join you at the end of the week. Pleasure to be with you. Matt, thank you for your hospitality. In studio with me, my pal Pete Sherman. And we're going to get to, over the course of the next 3 hours, a lot of great information. Let me give you some contact info for the show. And if you want to send me some email, I'd love to hear it. Of course, as always, when you want to join Peter B., the toll-free number, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372, 888-573-8372. And if you'd like to send me an email during the show, feel free to do that at tony@thetonyshow.com, tony@thetonyshow.com. I'm going to just jump right in. We've got a lot of great guests to get to today, a lot to talk about. As many of you know, over the weekend, and I believe Peter B. was in D.C. for much of the anti-war demonstrations that went on. First of all, let me just quickly opine that I thought that the national media did a very lame job of covering what happened in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. The print media did a little bit better job, but you know what really bothered me is that on Monday, when this should have been, you know, all the morning shows, everybody should have been on this thing, it was pretty much just a story and they moved on. You've got to wonder what the hell's happening to the media. Well, one of the people that was there is a dear friend of mine, and probably one of the greatest activists in the country today. His name is Tim Carpenter. He is the national director of Progressive Democrats of America. And one of the things that I definitively did after I lost my bid for Congress in 2006 was join the advisory board of PDA. You're going to find them online at pda.org. And we've been doing a little podcasting work over on their website as well. You'll see it right at the top. Check it out. Tim Carpenter, I know you're still inside the Beltway. I want to welcome you today to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thanks so much, Tony. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity.
You know, maybe I should start with not necessarily asking how things went over the weekend, but how things have been since the weekend, Tim.
Well, Tony, I think many, hopefully the listeners are aware that Lobby Day just concluded yesterday, and we were together on Sunday as a broad-based coalition who met for over 7 hours to really map out strategies and talk strategically And I think what was very encouraging that the United for Peace and Justice, through its leadership and work with its legislative action team, of which Progressive Democrats of America has been a member of since it was initiated, was really reached across organizational and party lines to put together what we thought was an incredible lobby ask. And I think, Tony, as you said, that a number of even our progressive media friends have really missed the big story. There was a lot of street heat. There continues to be street heat on this war. The president has turned a deaf ear to the war. Many of us listening tonight were out in March in 2003 in the build-up to the one we continue to march. But what I think is significant, and tonight we just came out of our staff retreat at PDA, is to talk about what's happening inside Washington, inside the Beltway, that all of this street heat is really being transformed in inside-outside strategy. There were over a thousand activists on Monday who were all over the halls of Congress. Code Pink was dropping banners. There was direct action going on. There were people meeting with their congressional members, people meeting with their congressional aides, specifically to talk about legislation to end the occupation.
You know, and Tim, we'll come back to that for a moment. You know, oftentimes when you have these massive protests, and you know, we hear numbers, you know, so many people showed up. We didn't get any of that this time. Do you think that there's some kind of organized effort, if you will, from the media to have downplayed what happened over the weekend?
No, I think quite honestly, to some degree, certainly we're being ignored. There's no doubt about that. But I think quite honestly, people are psychically numbed. This war has accumulated over $300 billion of our tax dollars. It's absorbed over 3,000 of our American lives and over 660,000 innocent Iraqis. I think quite honestly, the American people are numbed by this, and it's our role as citizen activists and citizen lobbyists to continue to put this issue at the front burner. Just as Cindy Sheehan did almost single-handedly, it's our responsibility now as peace and justice activists, as progressive Democrats, to remind Congress they were elected to end this war. They were not elected to stop a surge. They were not elected to redeploy troops. They were elected to cut off funding and to bring the troops home now. And our work is right in front of us, and to begin that and move it forward. And what's exciting is to have an opportunity tonight to share with your listeners and encourage folks to go to pdamerica.org or go to the UFPJ website and see, as we said, 1,000 folks spent their own nickels, their own dimes, came by train, planes, and automobiles, spent 3 days in our nation's capital to march, to lobby, to strategize together, and then walked the halls of Congress. I think it's a very significant story, and I'm really honored that Progressive Democrats of America is playing a small piece in that.
Well, maybe not a small piece, Tim. Let's be careful we don't underplay the kind of activism and grassroots support that PDA has been able to summon throughout the country. And I don't know how many states were represented, through PDA, but that's actually not relevant to the bigger picture here. I mean, Tim, you're right. The American people sent a message on November 6th. We need change, and it was about the war in Iraq. We see that this weekend, the Newsweek poll that came out that shows the president, the American people, only 29% of them now are supporting this president. But the dialogue's still there. The president's still saying, you know, Congress can say anything they want, Mr. Carpenter. I'm the decider-in-chief, and I will decide what happens. And it sounds like he's going to stick to that.
Well, the president will certainly stick to that. He's done that. Now the people need to lead the leaders. We need to make it clear that the Democratic-led Congress must use its powers to cut off funding for Iraq, to cut off military funding, and to end the occupation. In addition to that, our role within Progressive Democrats of America is to bridge that movement to bring an end to this war and the movement of accountability, investigation, and impeachment. Not only do we want these funds cut off, not only do we want this occupation ended, but we want Congress to do its job of oversight investigation and begin the process to investigate the false lies that brought us to this war that justified the invasion. And that's what was going on the Hill. On Sunday, we had an incredible workshop with John Nichols from The Nation magazine and David Swanson, our buddy with Progressive Democrats America, co-founder with myself of After Downing Street, to talk about how we bridge these movements, how much stronger we can be as a movement if we can bring all of these forces together. And you saw that alignment beginning on Saturday in the streets of the Capitol at the mall that coursed all the way through the halls of Congress. Tomorrow, Congressman Conyers will begin the first judiciary hearings to start looking at some of these questions. So there's a lot of things going on, and we're really excited about PDA. And one last piece, Tony, in addition to just making these demands, for the first time, we have real legislation. As you know, Tony, we were on the ground, Progressive Democrats of America, working very closely with our three board members who are part of the PDA National Advisory Board member, Barbara Lee, Lynn Woolsey, and Maxine Waters, who have introduced H.R. 508, and that should be the mantra for everybody on this call tonight, H.R. 508, which is called Bring the Troops Home and the Iraq Sovereignty Restoration Act. That's H.R. 508. the Bring the Troops Home and Iraq Sovereignty Restoration Act. We did our job out here. We visited all the members of Congress to ask them to become co-sponsors. Everybody listening tonight should go to the PD America website, pdamerica.org, Progressive Democrats of America, take the action link and drive those emails. We need to continue to build co-sponsors. We're already over 15 on that bill alone. So not only do we have the street heat, we have the legislators now that are willing to move the legislation forward, and we now have a bill in Congress that we can all work for.
You know, and Tim, I think it's important that as we look at what happened over the weekend and the last couple of days, and again, we're going to come back to Monday and today in just a moment, but let's go back to the weekend for just a minute. And there were some amazing speakers that showed up, and some celebrities as well. And of course, that got quite a bit of coverage in the news media. Not as much as I thought it should have. But what kind of reaction was there from the crowd to the speakers that were there? And not necessarily the celebrities, Tim. If we want to call our elected representatives celebrities, I don't know. But what kind of reaction were we getting from the crowd?
Well, again, part of what Progressive Democrats of America is about is an inside-outside strategy. That is bringing progressive forces into Washington and bringing those progressive forces to the streets. So what was very exciting, I felt, at the rally, a number of highlights. One was the number of Progressive Caucus members, the Congressional Progressive Caucus, which Progressive Democrats of America work very closely with. Lynn Wolseley gave a wonderful speech from the podium and spoke out, gave a nice shout-out to PDA, which we're very grateful for. Maxine Waters, this is the woman who single-handedly has organized the Out of Iraq Caucus, gave one of the strongest speeches that really brought down the House when she said, "I'm Maxine Waters, and I'm not afraid of George Bush. I'm Maxine Waters, and I'm not afraid of Dick Cheney," which broke into an impeachment chant. It was received very well. On the celebrity side, I'd say quite honestly, the one person that really stole the show was Tim Robbins when he put impeachment squarely on the table and started a spontaneous impeachment chant. I'm sure that didn't get much coverage on MSNBC, let alone NBC, but it was received very well. In addition to that, the folks that you would expect to see at such a rally, Reverend Jackson, the Rainbow, was very well present, and Kim Gandy from NOW was well represented. It was a great rainbow, a great coalition of activists that cut across the spring. But most importantly, Tony, I think if you were lucky as I was to stand on the stage and look out, what you saw in the audience was America. You saw the soccer moms pushing the carriages. You saw the families that got in their cars that drove up from Cleveland. You saw the folks in New Jersey, New York that drove overnight to be there. This wasn't your traditional peace and justice crowd. It's what America looked like, and we need to remember we are the majority. And if you were with us on the mall, you would have seen that as you looked out on a beautiful day. The weather was with us. The crowd was with us. The spirit was there. And the marchers stepped off with a lot of passion and a lot of commitment.
Yeah, well, and I know, Tim, every organization needs money, every organization needs bodies, but ultimately what happened this weekend was the exact exercise that you were founded on and born on, and that is, of course, you know, the producer, Matt, just said people were chanting, "This is what democracy looks like." Frankly, Tim, it is. Hold your thoughts. We're going to come back to that. We've got some calls on the other side as well. We're going to take a very quick break here on the Peter B. Collins Show. The number again, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. I'm Tony Trupiano sitting in for Peter B. Send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.com. We'll take the break. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
ZNS Auto Sales in Monterey, family owned for 30 years, is where partnership works. Whether you're a first-time buyer and need a safe economy car, or looking for a truck or SUV or a classic, they have it all. Call ZNS before you make that final decision. ZNS open every day at 1179 Del Monte Boulevard between the Navy Postgraduate School and Lake El Estero. High-quality used cars at the very best prices. ZNS Auto Sales, where partnership works.
Come on in and you will see the Central Avenue Bakery. Smell the bread, try the scones. Everything's a taste, you want to take it all home. Vegetarian is a killer affair. We make our meals in a kosher kitchen. I'll make mine falafel with hummus too. A side of couscous and a baba ghanoush, yeah. Open at 7 every day. Have a cup of coffee or your morning latte. Come on in and sit right down. It's the friendliest place in town. Central Avenue Bakery. In PG.
For an unforgettable omelet experience, visit the Central Avenue Bakery today. 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey, PG.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in Soquel Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive and Porter Street in Soquel.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you on the Peter B. Collins Show. Send me an email, tony@thetonyshow.com. The toll-free number if you want to connect with us live on the air, toll-free 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. My guest, Tim Carpenter, the National Director of Progressive Democrats of America. Again, you can find them online at pdamerica.org, pdamerica.org. And Tim, we're going to take a caller in just a second, but I want to let people that know that we've been doing a weekly podcast, and last week's have been quite popular. Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern took some time to do an interview with me that we have posted to the website, and we've had an amazing response to that. Let's talk a little bit about 4232 and what it means in the bigger picture, because there was some confusion, Tim, as you know, from some of the email that we got. You know, you've got these Congress people doing this bill and some doing that one, and we actually have an explanation for all that.
Yeah, absolutely, Tony. I think it's very important that we keep our eyes on the prize. The vehicle that we're talking about at the beginning of this evening, H.R. 508, is the Dombud's comprehensive bill that brings together all the various legislation, Barbara Lee's 197, no permanent basis. This bill will move forward as 508, and as it moves forward, the bills that comprise it will break up. And as you said, Tony, last year, Progressive Democrats of America, early on, we've been working very closely with Representative Jim McGovern, great guy, who introduced what many of you remember on the call tonight, it's 4232, H.R. 4232. That bill died in the last session. We're very hopeful in the next 72, 48 hours, Congressman McGovern will reintroduce what's being called the End the War in Iraq Act, which is basically 4232 moving forward now with the new Democratic legislature. So we'll be posting that on the website once we get the number. But if you were to go to the website tonight, as Tony said, there's a wonderful interview that Tony did with the congressman that will really lay out the strategies. We certainly don't have time to do that this evening, to really bring folks along on why one particular bill, in the hopes that this will be the bill that ultimately, with Congressman McGovern's seconded rules, will become the amendment during defense appropriations when we finally can vote to cut off the funding. There are a number of small hurdles, large hurdles before us, of course. We have to stop the surge. We have to vote against the emergency supplemental. But ultimately, we have to cut off the funding, and Congressman McGovern is leading that fight for us, and we're very honored to be on that with him. And again, I think you did a great job, Tony. Thank you for that. And there's a petition on the website, and you can find all that information on the website this evening.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones again if you want to join us, 888-573-8372. I want to welcome my old pal, Dave, in Humboldt County, California. Dave, a pleasure to have you on the Peter B. Collins Show today.
And so good to be hearing you again, dear friend. Alice sends her very best, and... You and Tim have been discussing 508, and we're all here supporting that. I'm now involved with several peace coalitions and the Vets for Peace, and we're pushing it. I wanted to also, I hope you'd find a little time to discuss Sam Farr's bill, which is H.R. 413, and that is to rescind any and all war powers that Congress may have somehow granted to George Bush, take them back. And the same good Congress people that you're speaking of on 508 are also... co-authoring on that bill. So.
Absolutely, David. David, where are you calling from? Where in California?
He's in Humboldt County.
Humboldt. David, absolutely. And again, we're so busy trying to stop this war, and now we got to stop the next war before it begins. As part of the Legislation Act and dialoguing with members of Congress on yesterday was very much to focus on that, the whole question of Iran. And as you said, H.R. 413 is a great place to start. There's going to be hearings beginning tomorrow. We were fortunate last night when Congresswoman Barbara Lee returned, our PDA board member returned from Oakland to back to Washington. She met with us up in her office with about 20 activists. And, David, that was front and center to talk about Iran. How do we stop the next war before it begins? We dialogued with her about that. There's a small article, again, on the website tonight to begin that dialogue. And, yes, H.R. 413, there's a number of them out there, David, and unfortunately there's going to be more and more and more, and we have to prioritize them as we move down the list. But stopping the next war before it begins, absolutely. A lot of the action, some of the civil disobedience that you'll see that's beginning, some of it already in Sacramento in Matsui's office, is to begin to focus on this. Congressman Dennis Kucinich is doing some good work on this. So I thank you, David, for the work that you're doing and to help spread the word on H.R. 413.
Thank you so much for you being there. And I did. I called every member, Democratic member of the House and Senate this last week, asking them to support these measures. Except Joe Lieberman. I thought that would be a waste of my time. But.
Now, you know what? It's not a waste of your time. And let me tell you, put the Republicans back on your list, Dave. They need to know you're paying attention.
Okay.
And David, just to echo what Tony just said, we're progressive Democrats in America. We spend a lot of time talking to Republicans, too. We've got to reach across the aisle. We've got to stop talking to ourselves. We as a movement have got to expand ourselves. There are a lot of people out there that are looking to be part of something that's bigger than themselves to want to bring around this, and this is the time. I really believe, David, what I saw this weekend, I've been at this for a long time, we're at a truly historic moment. If we can continue to reach across those aisles, when you see a Walter Jones or a Ron Paul who are now joining these efforts, when eight Republicans are now joining Sam Farr and H.R. 413, there's a sea change going on. We need friends wherever we can find them. A lot of progressive Democrats of America activists are really quite active in red districts where there's Republicans, and they spend a lot of time meeting with those members. As Tony said, our work is to carry our message on all four corners of this country and around the globe.
Absolutely. Dave, again, thank you for your call. Tim, we're going to have to take a break here in about a minute. Rob Call from Op-Ed News is going to be joining us next. I know you know Rob. I know that you're very fond of Op-Ed News. He happened to be there this weekend. We've kind of dedicated Tim this whole hour to the marches, the anti-war protests this
Wonderful.
Weekend. Tim, just in the little bit of time that we have left, please just share with this audience how important it is they get involved with organizations like Progressive Democrats of America.
I want to leave on that note, Tony. Rob, it was great to see you backstage. Everybody that's listening tonight, go to Progressive Democrats of America, pdamerica.org. Register. Be part of the change. 435 chapters in every congressional district. You can buy one link, send an email to the speaker to ask her to support us. We believe by building relationships at the community across organizational lines with an inside-outside strategy, what we symbolize and what we did.
And we're going to have to end it there, Tim. I'm sorry, we're just out of time. I love you, my brother. pdamerica.org. Rob Call from Op-Ed News on the other side. Tony Trupiano in for Peter B. We'll be back.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Think for yourself.
The days of wine and roses.
12-step talk uncensored.
Laugh and run away.
Saturdays, 4 to 5 p.m.
Like a child.
12-step talk uncensored. It's about time.
Through a meadow line toward a closing door.
This is Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. As your licensed real estate broker, our mission at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors is excellence and contribution, and our only concern is to promote and protect your interests. Quite simply, if the best result for you means no deal for us, we will immediately tell you. Selling but concerned about tax consequences? As a CPA, I can advise you of the implications of any capital gain. Seeking income-producing property? With a Stanford engineering degree, I have developed cash flow analysis to evaluate various opportunities. If you're buying a home, my promise is to help you find your dream house under the most favorable terms. We at Pruneta Real Estate Advisors are dedicated to our community. We will contribute $250 out of every local transaction to the school of your choice. I am Laura Pruneta of Pruneta Real Estate Advisors. Call me at 753-5310. That's 753-5310. Stop by 1271 North Davis Road in Salinas, across from Applebee's, or browse to prunetarealestate.com.
Just arrived. It's Carmel, a treasure, a first, a combination calendar history book with souvenir maps archiving Carmel today. Entirely rendered in watercolors by Lisa Bryan. Stories, illustrations of local businesses, dogs, and a brief history of Carmel's first Bohemians, including today's places and characters of note. This brilliant calendar and book combo captures the charm of Carmel, a special gift. Now available at Lisa's studio in Court of the Fountains and other bookstores and gift shops in Carmel.
One Day Income Tax Service, family owned and operated since 1944, specializes in year-round professional tax preparation. Do you want your refund quickly? Stop by One Day Income Tax Service. They offer tax preparation at reasonable rates and work to meet the needs of military families with the capacity to process all out-of-state returns. If you prefer to prepare your own return at home, they can help you expedite your refund by filing your return electronically. Let One Day Income Tax Service assist you with your return and maximize your refund. Stop by 885 Broadway Avenue in Seaside, where no appointment is necessary. Looking for quick, professional, and reasonable tax return preparation? Visit One Day Income Tax Service, 885 Broadway Avenue, Seaside, or call 394-8010. That's 831-394-8010. One Day Income Tax Service, where you walk in with a copy of your most recent tax return, personal ID, and W-2 1099 info for 2006, and you walk out with your completed tax return.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Welcome back. 33 minutes after the hour. Tony Truppiano in for Peter B. Collins. Peter, of course, on vacation. He'll be back next week. You have me today and tomorrow. My friend Brad Friedman from Brad Blog on Thursday and Friday. Matt, more than capable, pushing all the buttons. And Pete Sherman in studio with me today. We're going to continue our theme. We had Tim Carpenter on from Progressive Democrats of America in the last half hour. Joining me now is Rob Call. Rob is executive editor and publisher of OpEdNews.com. Amongst the many other things he does, he's a brilliant man. I had an amazing opportunity, and if we have time, we'll talk about this at the end. But some months back, Rob helped me early on in my campaign. And Rob, I'll never forget your kindness and Well, and I really believe a little slice of love in what you did for me, my friend. Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show. It's nice to talk to you, Rob.
Nice to talk to you. How you doing?
Good. Tim wanted me to say hello to you. Said it was good to see you backstage.
Yeah, I saw him down in Washington, but didn't get a chance to say hello. We were like 3 feet away from each other, but it was in a big crowd.
You know, Rob, you were in D.C. this weekend, as was Tim. You know, we got Tim's take on what happened. You did a short piece at opednews.com that I believe is still posted there. You had a little chance encounter with my friend, Michigan Congressman John Conyers. Tell us a little bit about that, Rob.
Well, you know, I met him last year, so it was a chance to reconnect with him. And I basically told him that there were a lot of people on our website. Op-Ed News is a kind of a hybrid article, blog, and link aggregation community, really. And there are a lot of people there who were progressives who were angry that he wasn't talking impeachment. And he was, you know, basically going along with Nancy Pelosi. So I said that to him. I've got a lot of pissed off people here. And he goes, well, they've got a good reason to be angry. And then he said, but if you can tell me how to proceed to do all the other things we're trying to do and manage the domestic issues and the war and prepare for the 2008 presidential run, you tell me. And then I said to him, well, the way I see it, I'm okay with where you're going because you're going to be doing hearings. And he says, yeah, we're just getting started with them, and I expect that your hearings are going to turn up a lot of dirt. He goes, I hope so. And that the dirt will hopefully be enough to embarrass the Republicans so that they've got to do the walk to the White House to tell Bush it's time to go or you're going to destroy the Republican Party. And he goes, you know, well, that's what happened with Nixon.
And indeed, that is what happened with Nixon. I think one of the concerns, and I've been having this dialogue with a lot of people throughout just my daily travels these days, Rob Call, and people are, you know, and the line I've been using, let me just get it out now because I'm probably going to repeatedly use it. You know, in November of 06, the Democratic Party won, but I'm not so convinced the Democrats won. Rob, I mean, there's some grave concern that either Pelosi and Rahm Emanuel and others who are certainly more moderate than many of us Democrats would like them to be, that they're going to be more focused on the 2008 presidential. They're going to be more focused on, you know, just protecting those that are that need to be reelected in the House and the Senate in 08. That they're not going to place the focus on the issues that we absolutely want there to be a focus on. And, of course, there is no bigger story in this country right now than the war in Iraq. But, Rob, we need to remind people that this just isn't about cutting off the funding and getting our troops home. Of course we want to do that, and there's a profoundly good reason for that. But there's been an amazing and destructive domino effect to the failed policies and the lies this president has told this country. And, you know, with 29% of the country now, only 29% of the country believing that George Bush is the right guy for the job, it's just time for dynamic change, Rob.
You're talking to the choir here, you know? Absolutely. What we need to do is, you know, basically, the people who are left supporting him are the religious nuts and the millionaires. That's it. They're down to the extreme right fundamentalists and people who have a lot to lose if the Democrats start readjusting the taxes to where they should be. And it's tragic and outrageous that the Congress has allowed the situation to get this bad. I talk a lot about the need to wake people up.
Absolutely. I mean,
with that challenge. And, you know, this last election, a lot of people woke up and there were a lot of changes. Now we got to wake up the Congress. You know, and when you wake up, I've thought about this a lot. What happens when you wake up? You know, a lot of people, you got to set the alarm and then reset the alarm, and then somebody's got to come in and wake them up, and somebody's got to shake them or pour water on them, and then they'll sleep through with things anyway. And we got to be dealing with the fact that we've got a bunch of people who are in a stupor. They're like in Lotus Land.
Well, you know, Rob, and let's go back to the weekend for just a moment. Give me, you know, your impressions. You kind of look at crowds differently than the average guy. I mean, you know, I said you've got a very eclectic background. You know, you're very involved with neurofeedback and biofeedback. You're very involved with writing, and I mean, you have a different perspective. I think your mind works differently. I think I love the way your mind works, by the way, Rob Call. Give me your impressions of the crowd that showed up last weekend and what that meant to you as a patriotic American, as a true progressive.
It's interesting because it's been a long time since I've really been to a big march. My first impression, I wrote a second article, I don't know if you saw it, that I realized that this was not just an anti-war march, that there were tens of thousands of people carrying signs that said something like, impeach George Bush, arrest him, prosecute him, imprison him, try him as a war prisoner. This was, I understand there was one for Nixon that had 100,000 people back in 1974. But this was a huge demonstration, not only against the war, but for impeaching and prosecuting and imprisoning George W. Bush. Huge. And that was totally ignored by the mainstream media, of course.
Of course. We would expect nothing else. Rob Call, again, my guest, opednews.com. And I want to tell you that that should be a daily stop for you, required reading. It's one of the first places I go every morning. There's so much there. You just need to go check it out. Rob, let's go to the phones. I want to remind people, if you want to join us, toll free 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372, or the email address tony@thetonyshow.com. I want to welcome Sarge in Columbia, Mississippi. Sarge, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Thank you, Tony. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've never met you before, but I've become a big fan of yours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. What's on your mind today, Sarge?
I wanted to comment about this Iraq war and the peace marches. I think that we need to do more of this, and I'm glad that we had turnouts like we did. I hope next time there'll be even more, because this, like you said, and thank you for saying it, this has a domino effect on everything that goes on. I don't know if you know who I am or not, but I'm on Mike Malloy quite often talking about the effects it's having on us here in the Mississippi area that went through Katrina. And there is so much trash that's going on, and the people are being so cheated down here. And a lot of it is due to Iraq. The other part is due to just the plain corruption of this administration.
Well, you know, and Sarge, certainly I echo your sentiments. I happen to live in Michigan. Our economy's been devastated by the loss of manufacturing jobs. But, you know, and you know, let's turn to Rob Call again. You know, Rob, you know, whether it is the demonstrations in D.C. last weekend or the president continuing to misrepresent the economy as being robust, I just detest that term. I honestly believe that the American people are finally saying to themselves, you talked about waking up. You know, I keep on saying that it's no longer enough to show up. You've got to stand up. I would think this weekend, at some level, for those that weren't there, Rob Call, was about people standing up finally.
Yes, yes. This did not look like a bunch of activists at all. These were kids coming up from college and high school with handmade signs. These were people who, they were regular people who are just so disgusted with the despicable, dirty, lying politics that's been happening in Washington. They just had to stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore, and that's what I think happened there.
Absolutely. Sarge, I want to thank you for your call.
Before I go, can I say something?
Absolutely, Sarge. Go ahead.
Okay. I have a site called unreportednews.net, and I cover the Katrina disaster, and we have other writers. And I hope everybody will go to it, because we have a young man that was busted for keeping a blog in Iraq named Leonard Clark, and everybody needs to read it.
All right. What's the name of that site again, Sarge?
Unreportednews.net.
Unreportednews.net. Well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about Katrina later on. But we'll get to that in a bit. Again, my guest, Rob Call. I'm Tony Trupiano, in for Peter B. You want to join us, toll free, 888-573-8372. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.com. SoCalDrive.com. You know, Rob, and we've got some time on the other side where we're not quite ready for the break, but, I would think, and unfortunately I couldn't be there this weekend. Of course, I would have loved to have been there. You know, what is the, if I had to say, what's the one impression that you'll take away from the experience of last weekend, what would it be?
It's one impression, outrage that our country could be taken over, that America could be trashed as much as it has been.
Yeah, we were hosed.
Ready,
pal.
And ready, that people are ready. People are ready, and they expect Congress to really get serious and do something. And frankly, I've written a series of articles saying that these sense of Congress motions that they're passing, they're worthless nonsense. They're BS. But what they need is binding legislation that confronts Bush. Now, Bush will probably refuse to respond to that anyway, but if they don't do that, then they're insulting all of us.
All right, we're going to come back to that. Rob Colligan, my guest, opednews.com. Opednews.com. I'm Tony Truppiano. Join us now on the Peter B. Collins Show, toll free 888-5-PETER-B, tony@thetonyshow.com. Quick break here. We'll be back on the other side 15 minutes before the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
In response to rising interest rates, Victor Munoz of Creative Mortgage in Salinas offers the following advice to homeowners with variable rate loans. Don't panic or overreact. If you feel trapped in a frightening squeeze, first analyze your situation calmly, then take the best action available. There are so many types of loans, one is very likely to meet your particular needs. For a free consultation with Victor Munoz at Creative Mortgage, call 757-0436. Let Victor share with you the knowledge that he has built up over many years in the mortgage industry. Call Victor at 757-0436 today.
Join me, Deborah Lindsay, each Sunday afternoon at 2 for Tomorrow Matters. We'll be matching the global problems of today with the local solutions for a better tomorrow. I'll bring in the guests, and you call with the questions and ideas, and collectively we'll set the standards for a more sustainable future, because for all of us, tomorrow matters. Join me right here on KRXA 540 AM for Tomorrow Matters each Sunday at 2.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
So it means that our investigation turned up nothing.
Because somebody testified lying before a grand jury doesn't mean he's involved.
And it's flat out absurd. Bush was begging that governor on the Sunday before the hurricane hit to get people out of there and declare an emergency.
It's all crazy propaganda. The Joseph Goebbels Network.
Bush was on the phone with her. They were thinking about sending the military in because the state and local people weren't acting fast enough.
It is certain that some self-possessed judge somewhere will soon rule that three men are three women can rule.
Yet Iraqis are united in a broad and deep conviction. 12 government ministries are currently under the direct control of Iraqis. I don't think that's too high a standard.
If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. Probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you've got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. You've got to catapult the propaganda.
Ha 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 ha
Welcome back. 48 minutes after the hour, Tony Trupiano in for Peter B. I'll be here today and tomorrow. If you want to join us once again, toll free, 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.com. Brian and Casper, thanks for the nice welcome back email. I appreciate it. My guest, Rob Call, he is the editor and publisher of opednews.com. He was right in the center of the protest this weekend in Washington, D.C. You know, Rob, one of the things that Tim and I talked about earlier in the hour was the lack of mainstream media coverage. I mean, certainly there was some. Certainly the networks touched on it. But come Monday, it was over.
Well, that's the nature of the news. What bothered me was on Saturday evening watching it and seeing how, rather than showing the huge crowd that extended for probably several blocks from the stage, they showed a little corner of the edge of the crowd where the people were not as dense. And they gave the impression that it was a very minor event, and they never, ever showed it, even though the camera crews were at a point where they could easily have shown it. So it was a very intentional misleading of the public. And then they spend so much time giving video to a dozen right-wing nuts with signs supporting the war.
Yeah, because we needed that, no question about it. We're going to go back to the phones. Rob Call again, my guest. I'm Tony Trupiano in for Peter, 888-573-8372. Let's welcome Peter in Chicago. Peter, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, how are you today? I kind of wanted to, I was struck by one of the comments that your guest made about John Conyers' remarks regarding suggestions as to how they should proceed. I think the next time they ask you that question, you need to tell them what they got to do is stop whining to you about that they have to worry about 2008. That's two years away, and I got news for these guys. If they don't get the situation in Iraq solved soon, they're going to be totally out of jobs, and they won't even have to worry about the presidential election if they keep going at the rate they're going. Because I think what's going to happen is most progressive Democrats will start voting all of these incumbents out totally. At least I would, that's for sure.
All right. Rob, your thoughts on what Peter had to say?
Well, the fact is that the race has begun already. It's probably one of the earliest starts for a presidential race that we've seen. So it's not like there's 2 years. By the summer, the debates will be starting, I'm sure. Things are really going to be hot very soon.
And, yeah, Rob, let me interrupt you very quickly. The first debate is going to be on MSNBC in April.
April, okay. So, you know, we're not talking 2 years. It's very soon, and believe me, all the power brokers want to play their games with that, and so it's happening. But, you know, you're right. We need to see things happening immediately. I want to know that hearings are beginning. I'd like to see subpoenas being sent out to Cheney and Bush and Karl Rove. And actually, the way I envision it is you don't start at the top. You start lower down. The way that district attorneys turn over witnesses is they start lower down and they put them under what do you call it? They put their hands on the Bible and they get them to swear, and they get they find out what's going on with them, and they get dirt on them, and then they get those people to turn on higher level people, and we need to start doing that. We need to like look at the appointees that Bush appointed to middle level jobs in the government. And, you know, Bush can't fire anybody. He can't fire anybody because everybody's got dirt on this dirt ball. And so we've got to start with the middle-level people and get them to turn on the higher ones and just accumulate dirt, lots and lots of dirt, a garbage dump full, all pointing towards Bush and Cheney. And at some point, my hope is that they will have enough so that the Republicans who will be writhing with embarrassment as the newspapers keep pointing to all the dirt, as the Republicans are thinking to themselves, oh, my God, there can't be any more coming out because this guy has done so much already. Our Republican Party is falling apart. It will never see light of day for 50 years. At some point, these Republicans are going to wake up and say, we need to save not only our Republican Party, but America. And the way we're going to have to do it is we're going to have to take at least a dozen of us over to the White House and say, we're all ready to impeach you.
Now, Rob, what do you think about the unsubstantiated reports that Republicans are already making that trek to the White House, saying to the president, listen, you're done. You're done. You don't have to run for anything again. You may have to run from some things, but you don't have to run for anything ever again. We're not with you any longer. We can't support you much longer, certainly not publicly. It's obvious that the president's not paying any attention to that at all. At what point do you think the Republicans will finally just stand up and say, Mr. President, you owe us some answers, and it's time that we begin to investigate you, his own party?
Well, I don't think they're going to do that. I think that the Democrats are going to be the one doing the investigations. I think these guys are in huge denial, except for a handful. Hagel looks like he's starting to see some light. He's been waking up, and maybe Warner. They have to realize that this monster in the White House, this sociopath criminal, is going to destroy their party for what could be decades. And they're going to have to finally face the fact. You know, look, he totally screwed the Republicans when it came to Rumsfeld firing him the day or 2 days after the election. They must have gone nuts on that. All he had to do was fire him the day before, and they would have probably held another 10 congressional seats and maybe held the Senate.
Yeah, kind of asinine what he did there.
Well, Robert, it's beyond asinine. It shows that this guy doesn't give a damn about his party, that he is clueless, or he's got such bad advice, such bad guidance, such bad advisors in his White House. They're fools. I mean, look at this guy, Bill Kristol.
Guys, a piece of work.
They're amazing. They are so disconnected from any reality of this planet. They're frightening.
They are frightening. Rob, we don't have a lot of time left. I'd like to give you a little bit of time to talk about op-ed news, what people will find when they get there, opednews.com, what people will find when they get there.
Well, we've got about 500 writers. We love to see new writers. The other caller said he writes a blog about Katrina. We love cross-posting, and we're really kind of a people's publication where we're not looking for celebrities, although we have our share of writers who are celebrities of their own sort in politics. We'd love to have people write in, and we've got a great collection of articles from all different perspectives, and we have something like a progressive version of the Drudge Report with a lot of links to articles across the web.
You're a whole lot smarter than the Drudge Report could ever pretend to be. I want to try to get one more call in here before we have to break. Let's welcome Matt in Mesa. Matt, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show. What's on your mind? Very quickly.
Good afternoon. Well, I just wanted to mention there's one Republican congressman that everyone seems to forget about, and he's running for president as Ron Paul. He's hated by his own party because he's so outspoken, and I think he's somebody that everybody really should start paying attention to just because he's accepted across party lines, including libertarians. He's a former Air Force flight surgeon. He's a constitutionalist. He's for the people, definitely, and he really needs to be paid attention to.
And you just helped Ron Paul get a little bit of attention there. Matt, I want to thank you for your call. I also want to thank you, Rob. We're just about out of time in this hour. Rob Colligan, my guest, executive editor and publisher of opednews.com, opednews.com. Go check it out. If you've got a couple extra nickels, throw it his way. He's working way too hard for way little money. Rob, thanks. We'll talk again soon.
Oh, thank you. By the way, we've had a couple of articles we've published by Ron Paul, and I've heard good things about him.
All right.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a Republican and a Democrat who were both decent people? Wow, what a thought.
Yeah, in America?
Running for president.
Absolutely. We've got to take a break for the top of the hour. Tony Trupiano in for Peter B. More to come. Stay with us.
Are you tired of hearing no when applying for a home loan? Is your credit shot due to late payments, bankruptcy, or recent foreclosure? Do you need help purchasing a home or refinancing your existing home? Well, now there is help. Every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 to 8 here on KRXA 540 AM, listen live to national radio host Ken Michaels of Mortgage Makeovers as he doles out simple answers in plain English to your mortgage and finance questions.
This is Frank Don. On Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. here on KRXA 540 a.m., join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour, a live call-in program to discuss astrology, the astrology of the world, and your own personal astrology. Let me answer your questions, and let me teach you how astrology can help you make better life choices. Here on KRXA 540 a.m., from 7 to 8, every Sunday evening, join me for Frank Don's Astrology Hour.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
In the power to make war. If the president thinks he's the be-all and the end-all, Arlen Specter says, think again.
Mr. President, reconsider and recognize the shared responsibility with the Congress, and let's work it out.
A deadly lesson in the power of a gas leak.
It was completely destroyed, and there's, you know, a bit of a hole in the ground from where it was.
Four dead in West Virginia. This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Harley Carnes. Who has the power to wage war? It's a political question due to the president's decision to send thousands of reinforcements to Iraq. The White House says strategic decisions belong to the commander-in-chief. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Arlen Specter begs to differ.
I would suggest and suggest respectfully to the president that he is not the sole decider, that the decider is a shared and joint responsibility.
On the question of funding, the White House says it is clear Congress calls the shots, but strategy belongs to the president.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi just back from Baghdad.
The situation in Iraq is catastrophic. The question is, how many more lives will we have to lose?
The incoming Chief of Central Command, Admiral William Fallon, is worried about the Iraqis.
We probably erred in our assessment of the ability of these people to take on all of these tasks at the same time.
So is the co-chair of the Iraq Study Group, Lee Hamilton. He's fed up with the Prime Minister.
Quite frankly, I've lost my patience with Maliki. I think we've got to put the screws on this fellow.
He says Iraq has gotten worse since the Baker-Hamilton report came out. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
But now this message.
How are the tires on your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Is it time for new ones? Or maybe just a rotation?
I can help. I got two strong arms. I can help.
No matter what your tire needs are, the smart choice is your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. And that's not all. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase, and we'll beat that price. Genuine Ford parts, Ford trained technicians, low prices. We've got everything your vehicle needs to be at its best.
You need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. We're better, we're proving it, and we want you to be the judge. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
There was testimony on Capitol Hill today about government pressure in the past on scientists not to use hot-button terms like global warming in their reports.
Political interference is harming federal science and threatening the health and safety of Americans.
That's Francesca Griffo from the Union of Concerned Scientists.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. In no way does the administration want to appear oblivious to global warming. President Bush has called it a serious problem, though he questions how much of it is man-made or the work of Mother Nature. A spokeswoman says $29 billion has been spent so far on programs addressing the problem, and Mr. Bush is calling for cuts in the growth of carbon dioxide emissions by cars, SUVs, and light trucks.
Another reminder of the explosive power of natural gas.
I've never seen anything like this before.
Philip Copley, a cameraman at WVNS-TV in Gent, West Virginia, where a small grocery store is no more. Some twisted steel, shattered wood, and smoke rising from a crater.
debris all over the road, natural gas blowing flame in the air, maybe 50 or 60 feet into the air. There was an ambulance on its side, just mass chaos.
4 known dead, 5 injured. The minimum wage appears headed upward. The remaining question is whether businesses will get tax breaks to ease the financial burden, particularly for small businesses.
Final passage may take a few more days, but today's vote was the critical one. In the end, 87 senators voted to move ahead, far more than the 60 needed to end the filibuster. The measure would increase the federal minimum wage to $7.25 an hour from the $5.15 where it's been for the past 10 years. Far too long, said Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy.
Most of all, it's a fairness issue.
Republicans insisted on adding $8 billion in tax breaks for small businesses that have to pay the higher wages. Those are not part of the minimum wage bill passed by the House. That will have to be worked out. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Federal Aviation Administrator Marion Blakey's proposing the airline pilot retirement age move back 5 years to 65 to meet international standards. Pilots of other countries have been flying that old in the U.S. now for some time. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. How do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Welcome, Tony Truppiano with you on the Peter B. Collins Show. Peter's off on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. You got me for a couple days. A pleasure to be with you on the Peter B. Collins Show. If you want to join us, feel free to do that. The toll-free number, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And the email address, if you want to send one of them, tony@thetonyshow.com. tony@thetonyshow.com. Be happy to take your comments either way. I've got a great guest in this hour. Happens to be one of my favorite people in the world. Happens to be an amazing activist. Has a brand new website that I want you to know about, and we're going to share with you how that even came to be. Just an amazing guy. His name is David Green. He's a professor of political science at Hofstra University. He is also the founder of a brand new website. Check it out right now. www.regressiveantidote.net, regressiveantidote.net, and my good friend David Green, it is nice to chat with you again.
Tony, I missed you. Thanks for that kind welcome. You're too kind, but I got to say I sure have missed you. It's good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you, and hey, listen, again, I want to thank you that during my run for Congress in 06, you were helpful in so many ways. You offered so much support, and just knowing you were there actually was quite comforting to me, David. And I want to thank you for that. And congratulations on the new website, regressiveantidote.net. I mean, you know, the first conversation we had was because of the word regressive.
Right. Actually, thinking back on that. Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And I'm excited about the website, and I want to say sorry on behalf of America that you're not sitting in Congress right now. That was a mistake that this country made. I hope we can rectify that at some point, and just let you know, you'll always be my congressman, Tony.
Nah, Dave, thank you so much. That's very nice.
How you been doing, my man?
I'm great. I've had a chance to do some guest hosting work, and Peter B. Collins is just an amazing guy. That he would give me a chance to sit in for him is a gift. Let's talk a little bit before we talk issues, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about the regressive antidote. How did that come to be?
Well, the name, as you indicated, I had written a column, gosh, it's probably, what, 2 years ago or something, I think, that ran on Common Dreams, and which is also a great website. And what I was thinking about in that column is, you know, it's really not right to call these guys conservatives, because that's really not what they are, and they certainly don't, you know, match up to the traditional conservatives that we knew growing up. I don't know who that would be, maybe Jerry Ford or even Barry Goldwater. I don't know, because they're just not about that same thing. And I started thinking about, you know, what would be the appropriate word, and I threw out a couple, and they just didn't quite fit. And then the one that really fit best for me is regressive, because, you know, I mean, my first inclination when I was thinking about the Bush administration in the early years is, you know, gosh, these guys are undoing the 20th century. And then I started realizing, no, these guys are undoing three centuries. I mean, they basically want to go back before the Enlightenment and, you know, essentially create a pre-democracy theocracy in America. And, of course, it's entirely regressive. And so that seemed to me the best word to describe them. And then I just decided recently that I wanted to have a website where I could, you know, post my materials. I put up a column every week, and there's a couple other good features there. And so I built the website and launched it a couple months ago.
If you don't mind, and this is a total huge detour for just a second, David, you had written a tribute to your father who passed away not too terribly long ago.
Oh, yeah.
I want people to go to your website and find that article, and I want them to read it.
Oh, thank you.
It, you know, to this day, that touched me. It was beautifully written. It's a wonderful tribute. I want people – I think we can learn a lot about you by what you have to say about your father.
Oh, thanks. That's very kind. If you go to the website and click on previous articles – and let's see where that is. It's down about maybe halfway. It's called My Dad and His Century, and it was published, actually, you can find it on my website. It was also published on Common Dreams, which is what my website links to, on August 24th, 2005. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a great piece, and I really want people to read that. I want them to share it. I mean, really get this out there. It's beautifully done. You know, David Green, the most recent piece that I have in front of you starts off this way. Allow me to read. It took some freaking nerve for George Bush to have presented a domestic policy State of the Union address this week. We're talking radiated extract of chutzpah, man. Dip in a heavy faux testosterone solution and rudely seasoned with a thick battering of gall. Bravo, my friend. What a great way to start an article. I mean, it's just amazing. And, of course, that in and of itself grabs you. I've got to tell you that the reaction that I've been getting from people about the State of the Union mostly was, I didn't bother to watch it. But those that did, they were bored.
Yeah. I thought it went way better for Bush than I expected it to. And I kind of made a little note in the article that you just read a portion of the Democrats. I know they were trying to be polite and portray themselves as the civil party, but I think they were maybe a little too civil and a little too generous. I mean, you have to remember, this guy is, you know, it's hard for us to get our heads there, but this guy is murdering people. I mean, this guy is responsible for maybe 200,000 Iraqi deaths. And, I don't know if that really deserves the kind of respect and ovations that he got. But in any case, I expected it to be rather more disastrous for him. And, you know, he managed to sort of charm his way through it a little better than I was expecting. And then, of course, you got the web response, though, and that was pretty devastating. And I hope a lot of people tuned in for that, if they tuned in for the first part.
Well, and I fear that if they weren't watching the State of the Union speech, they probably weren't around to see what Senator Webb had to say. And that's just unfortunate, David.
Absolutely. I mean, that was, you know, I don't know what you thought, Tony, but, like, that was the sort of thing that I think most of us on the, you know, progressive side have been just craving, you know, like a hungry man craves a meal for the last 6 years. That is a Democrat to just stand up and matter-of-factly and, you know, somewhat courageously. I mean, I wouldn't think it would require that much courage, but just to say what's true, you know, just to say that the emperor is not wearing any clothes. And by the way, that's costing a lot of people a lot of lives, and that's mortgaging our future. and, you know, maybe we ought to reconsider this, you know, but nobody really has been doing that. And so Webb has done that, and, you know, it was shocking. I mean, that's one of the points I made in this article. Like, you know, not only is it shocking in a way, but it's shocking that it should be shocking. You know, this is what we should have really been hearing for a long time, but we haven't.
Well, you know, and with all respect to Senator Harry Reid, it certainly was better than his response. You know, dear country, I want to thank you for. You know, listen, I'm sure he's a smart man. You don't get to be where he's at in the political world without having some acumen. But as a public speaker, he's terribly uninspiring. As a matter of fact, I enjoy listening to John McCain, and I sadly over Harry Reid, and I can't stand listening to John McCain.
Right. And I think Tom Daschle had a bit of the same problem, don't you?
Absolutely.
And maybe Nancy Pelosi as well.
You know, let me for a moment. And there's a lot to get to, and we're fortunate enough that you're going to give us a lot of time. I do want to remind the listeners that we love the phone calls and we love the emails. So feel free to give us a call 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. And the email address again, tony@thetonyshow.com. David, let me talk a little bit about the work you're doing in the classroom. I had asked you this question probably 2 years ago, maybe a little less than that, about what the students were doing. And, you know, you had kind of given me, and I remember this very clearly, you said, well, you know, some of them are more engaged than others, and, you know, some of them are understand what's going on. You know, most of them feel kind of unaffected by it. But that was 2 years ago. Are you seeing a change in the classroom now?
I can't really say that I am. I think most students and most Americans, and maybe the students of maybe even a little bit more than, you know, middle America, are, you know, aloof from politics. And, you know, as I always say to students, you know, you may not care about politics, but politics cares about you. And every time, you know, George Bush, for example, deficit spends, which, of course, he's done quite a lot of, that's money that you're going to have to pay back plus interest. And, you know, if that's the only thing that can get you involved in politics, the fact that this guy is now dipping into your wallet, you know, that ought to be enough. But he's also taking away your brothers and sisters, you know, and sending them off to Iraq, some of whom are coming home in a bag. And there are a lot of ways in which people really ought to care about politics. But here I'm going to tip my hat to Karl Rove, and in a very cynical way, and to, you know, this regressive movement. They have been extremely careful and extremely smart about insulating their policies from people in America, at least people now, right? So, I mean, I think these policies are going to come home to roost in a huge way, but that's going to be 5, 10, 15 years from now. That's going to be global warming. That's going to be the hit on Social Security. That's going to be the massive debt. That's going to be the hatred in the world because of our foreign policies. They're not hitting now. They're not drafting people. They're giving people token tax cuts in the middle class. So if you're sort of Joe Sixpack or Joe Sixpack student, maybe Joe 12-pack student, you know, and you're not paying attention, you could easily be seduced into thinking that it really doesn't affect your life, but it does. And I'm sorry to say, I think the students are pretty much still in that spot, Tony.
Professor David Green, my guest, he is the founder of a brand new website, regressiveantidote.net. I've had some people send emails. Yes, it's .net, regressiveantidote.net. We're going to take a quick break here on the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm Tony Truppiano, 888-573-8372. Tony at thetonyshow.com. Dial us up now. There's lots to get to. It is 17 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Every Sunday morning at 10, listen to Rock Roller Real Estate. The number one Sunday morning Bay Area real estate show is now on KRXA 540. If you want to learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling high-end homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are, this is the show for you. Rock Roller Real Estate, the Bay Area's number one Sunday morning real estate show, now covering the Central Coast. For more information on how to become a guest, call 408-892-3376. Rock Roller Real Estate.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Aloha, I'm Jay.
And I'm Ginger.
And we would like to invite you to our family restaurant at Pizza Paradise, serving the biggest, best, and boldest pizzas from our Marina location at 215 Reservation Road. It's in the Marina Village Shopping Center across from Wells Fargo Bank. Try one of our specialty pizzas like the Ginger's Island Paradise, or for the meat lovers, a Meet Me in Paradise. We're open Tuesday through Sunday and offer a banquet room for up to 80 people. We deliver to Marina and CSUMB.
Call 582-9149.
It's a Pizza Paradise.
That's 582-9149.
Good afternoon. Taking a look at your Central Coast traffic. So far this afternoon, looking pretty good. Highway 17, both directions, checking in, stall and accident-free. Santa Cruz, Monterey, Salinas, also checking in, stall and accident-free. Quite a bit of sluggish traffic, though, to be aware of this afternoon. Eastbound and westbound 156, slow and go between Castroville and San Juan Bautista. Southbound 17 also is slow from 85 to the Lexington Reservoir. Then again from the summit into Santa Cruz and onto Highway 1. Southbound Highway 1 is sluggish between Monterey and Carmel, and it is brake lights eastbound 25 out of Gilroy and into Hollister. 129 eastbound, you're going to see slow and go from Watsonville all the way to Aromas. Office Depot has a huge assortment of computers and software, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, hurry in for the latest printers, monitors, memory, and more. Office Depot, taking care of business. I'm Diane with traffic on KRXA 540.
Minutes after the hour, Tony Trupiano in for Peter B. My guest is David Green, professor of political science at Hofstra University. He's got a brand new website, regressiveantidote.net. Regressiveantidote.net. Yes, .net. Go check it out. let's, David, kind of put into context a few things. I didn't know what we were really going to get with the State of the Union speech. And I'm, you know, part of me is always, and, you know, this is part of it is just the activist in me, but we've so abandoned a domestic agenda in the United States over the last 6 years, or at least anything that represents what I would like a domestic agenda to look like. And so for the president to come out and really talk domestic policy during the State of the Union, it was a big part of the State of the Union. But to offer nothing, he was uninspired. It was uninspiring. It was, you know, and of course, there's been a lot of backlash since the State of the Union that he didn't mention and refuses to talk about Hurricane Katrina. And I'd really like to spend a little bit of time talking about that if we have time later on. But David, What kind of speech, I mean, you know, let's just, two guys talking now. What kind of State of the Union speech could he have given that would have been palatable to anybody without saying, listen, you know what, I screwed up, I made a lot of mistakes, we need to find a way out, I'm going to help you do that. And we know he's not going to do that.
Well, I'm not sure he could. I mean, this president walks in the door in 2007 carrying a tremendous load of baggage. And, you know, I thought that the State of the Union speech, by, as you could tell by, as you know, the paragraph that you read, you know, I thought it was incredibly disingenuous that they tried to do a domestic policy speech. And they weren't serious about it. I mean, it was a total diversionary tactic, and they're not serious about domestic policy, and I don't think they're really serious about governing. I mean, I don't really think they came to Washington to govern as we've traditionally understood what government should do, you know, certainly since the New Deal, but even really going back to the founding. I mean, we've understood governments to serve the public and the public interest, and I view this as essentially a predatory president. I mean, I think they came to Washington essentially to rape and pillage, not to govern and not to make life better for Americans. And so, I mean, I think they're sort of foundationally, constitutionally, you know, little c, constitutionally incapable of really putting forth a serious domestic policy agenda, because that would really hurt the interests that they're really there to serve, which are not yours and not mine. So I don't really know how this president, I mean, if he totally changed political stripes, and I mentioned Arnold Schwarzenegger in my article, because that's basically what he's done. I mean, Schwarzenegger tried to be a George Bush in California, and the guy was tanking, just as Bush is tanking, and he's completely changed stripes, and now he's doing health care, and now he's doing global warming, and he's essentially become a liberal Republican. But I don't see how Bush is even remotely capable of that. And, of course, if he did that, you know, I don't think he'd convince people like you and I, but he would alienate the remaining 28% that still likes him, and you could see the guy down in single digits in terms of his job approval rating. So to answer your question, Tony, I mean, another president might have been able to really turn this around, but, you know, Bush, I mean, given his agenda and given his baggage, I don't really know how he could have.
Yeah, but, you know, David, and you point out, we've got two more years of this guy.
Yeah.
And he's lame duck on top of it, which means he's got, I mean, he can continue to play this any way he wants to because there are no repercussions for him.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I mean, he was a lame duck in January 2005 when he was inaugurated when it came to domestic policy, and that was with a Republican Congress. And, you know, he's not going to be able to do a single thing in terms of legislating, particularly domestic policy, with this Congress. I mean, that's the one thing that's sort of good news. But he still is the commander-in-chief, and he still is essentially going to conduct foreign policy any way he wants. We may see a pretty big constitutional fight over this, you know, a pretty big meltdown, Congress versus the executive branch, over the question of presidential authority on foreign policy questions. But anything that George Bush yields on that front is going to be yielded only forcibly and after a major constitutional fight. So foreign policy is where we really have to worry. I mean, we really have to worry about Iraq, and we really have to worry about what this guy's going to do in Iran, and we really have to worry about all the things he's not doing, like addressing global warming or Katrina or the deficit, or, you know, we could go on and on about that.
And you know, and today, of course, I just don't remember what senator it was, but took this, it was a Republican senator, I believe, took this administration to task over not being forthcoming about global warming. But, you know, there are just so many issues that we can certainly affect change with. I mean, we take a look at the landscape of what's happening politically, domestically, internationally, and, you know, you begin to wonder, and we talked a little bit in the last hour about the domino effect of what this war has done. It has devastated this country for generations to come, and it's not, you know, it is very much about the kind of debt we're settling our children and our grandchildren, and perhaps I would suggest our great-grandchildren with. There's no question that that should be a serious consideration, but as we David, take a serious look at how we move forward from this point on. The president's made it clear, and, you know, today, there have been a lot of Republicans that have come out, you know, let's just give this president one more chance. I just can't buy it, David.
No, and I think you're seeing more Republicans actually going the other way. I mean, I think Republicans are sort of scrambling. And, you know, I made the counterintuitive point in my latest piece that what you may actually see happen in the next couple of years is Republicans in Congress scrambling to get rid of this guy. Because
hey, David, stay with us. We've got to get to a break. David Green again, regressiveantidote.net. I'm Tony Truffiano in for Peter B. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school, when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Have our highest officials been trying to deceive us? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Congress is holding hearings on global warming, and in particular, whether the facts are being manipulated by the White House. Seeing as Democrats are now in control, I'm guessing the answer will turn out to be yes. Global warming is easy to manipulate, of course, because, like Social Security, we won't feel the actual effects for a generation or two. So it's all about whose interpretation of the data you believe. Last year, for example, it was so hot, everybody thought, well, this is it, the ice caps are melting. Warn your children not to lease any office space below the fifth floor. Then this winter got so cold, it buried Denver. Everybody thought, this is it, the glaciers are coming back. Warn your children not to lease any office space below the fifth floor. With all those mixed signals, if you can manipulate the data, you can manipulate the argument. Is that what the White House has been doing? Well, Rick Pilz, a former senior government climate official, told CBS that the White House had a former oil industry lobbyist on staff, and you'll never guess what he did with the official climate change reports.
He would mark them up in such a way as to manufacture an enhanced sense of scientific uncertainty about climate change and to play down the problem.
But I'm sure there was a good reason why somebody in the White House would want to downplay the warnings about climate change. Probably because to acknowledge global warming would send the wrong message to our troops, our enemies, and the Iraqi people. As for the message to the next generation, which will have to pay the consequences, whatever happens, well, kids, that's why Mommy and Daddy paid for swimming lessons. Now this.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam firewalls and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to Barracuda.com.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Minutes after the hour, Tony Truffiano back with you on the Peter B. Collins Show. My guest, David Green, regressiveantidote.net is the website. If you want to join us, toll free 888-5-PETER-B or 888-573-8255. 888-573-8372. That's 888-573-8372. And the email address, once again, tony@thetonyshow.com. You know, David, you know, certainly, you know, Matt had written me a note a little earlier that this president has amassed more deficit spending than all the presidents this country has ever had combined.
Exactly right.
It seems to me that, you know, even conservatives should start being more vocal. I mean, much more vocal. Today, the president was at the Caterpillar factory in Indiana, and he was talking about how robust the economy is. You actually mentioned this in your last column. You think that the economy is doing okay, but you certainly wouldn't tag it as being robust.
No, I mean, the benefits of this economy are not evenly distributed. So that, you know, if you're in the top 1% or maybe top 5%, certainly if you're in the top half of 1%, you know, you're happy. You're doing great, you know. But if you're in the middle class, you're treading water and maybe taking on a little water. I mean, the middle class has been pretty stagnant for about, I don't know, a good 3 decades, let's say, and it's not getting any better. And so the economy in the aggregate is, you know, looks fairly strong, and particularly if you look at GDP growth. But where are the benefits of that going? Overwhelmingly, they're going to, you know, the elites in the economy. And so the middle class, you know, this is why when Bush goes out and talks to middle class people and he acts disappointed that they're not more thankful to him for, giving them a great economy. Well, they're not feeling that, and they're feeling sort of vulnerable, and particularly as jobs now, white-collar jobs as well, are going overseas, and healthcare is becoming more expensive, and you're getting less for your premium. People are feeling vulnerable. They don't feel like it's a great economy.
Well, certainly, especially if you live in the state of Michigan, the last thing anybody here is thinking is that we're living in a great economy. And Charles Gibson from ABC News has been in Detroit the last couple of days, David Green, and they did a national town hall meeting last night. You know, certainly we've been devastated. I mean, we've been absolutely devastated by the loss of manufacturing jobs. And that's why, you know, I kind of go back to what I was saying a little bit earlier about domestic policy. I have no problem with this president focusing on domestic policy if we're actually going to do something that helps the average American, but that's not in the cards either, you know. And then we go back to this idea that we've got 2 more years of this presidency at some level. And what I'm trying to get people to do is, you know, David, there are a lot of angry progressives in this world, and I understand their anger, but I don't think anger changes things.
I'm torn on that one, Tony. I mean, I think anger can motivate people. I certainly feel like it motivates me, and I certainly feel angry for what this guy and his movement have done to, you know, a country that I care for and a world that I care for. Anger can really be unhealthy, that's for sure. And, you know, I don't know what to say to that other than, you know, maybe there's a kind of anger that works like the one that I just described, where it's an anger motivated out of you know, hostility towards something that's being done to something that you care about, you know? If somebody hurts your child, let's say, that makes you angry, but there's a good reason for that, right?
I guess what I'm saying, you know, and maybe there's a rolling effect here. You and I have been angry for a long time about all this stuff. Not everybody was with us at the beginning or even in the middle. And, you know, I look back at the 2004 election. You know, I had a much different perspective on things during the 06 election. And even as I was walking my district, as I was doing town hall meetings, as I was, you know, meeting groups of people, as I was, you know, doing my outreach into the community, I was stunned. I was astonished by how many people, David, just have this laissez-faire attitude. Listen, there's nothing. I know it's there. There's nothing I can do about it.
Right, but I mean, I guess I would say that I thought 06, you know, notwithstanding your own race, I thought 06 was a bit of a hopeful change, you know. I mean, I thought the headline from the 06 election was people are really angry at what's happening to this country and they want change. And, you know, having come through as you and I did, you know, just hunkered down, you know, our chins on the ground, you know, our mouths agape at astonishment, having come through 2002 and 3 and 4 and 5, that alone was a fairly refreshing change. Lord knows we're not anywhere near where we need to be, but I think we're at least pointed in the right direction now.
Well, I warned the audience earlier that I was going to be doing this refrain quite a bit today and probably tomorrow. So I'll throw it out to you, David Green. I really do believe that the Democratic Party won on November 6th of 06. I'm not quite sure that the Democrats won.
That's interesting. I guess I would say neither, to be honest. I mean, I believe, and I think I've heard Chuck Schumer say this, actually, or read him a quote of him saying this, that, you know, we shouldn't believe that Democrats won, actually Republicans lost. And that's how I would tend to interpret the election, in particular because the Democrats didn't really stand for a heck of a lot besides we're not Bush and we're not the corrupt Republicans in Congress.
All right, fair. I didn't expect that, but you know, fair. You know, David, I want people to become more engaged in the process. I want them to understand, like the protests last weekend, like going to the ballot box on election day. We need a more engaged society if we ever expect to see the kind of change that will protect our families. You know, Dave, David Green, I've got to suggest that I think we're losing the war on terror.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, even the CIA has come out and said that, and the Pentagon has come out and said that. I mean, we are manufacturing bitterly hostile would-be potential terrorists in Iraq. We're not winning anything there. We're losing. We're just piling sand on top of our heads.
Well,
I don't think there's any question about that. And then we torture, and then we do these renditions and whatever. I mean, there's no question about it.
Well, Pete and I were talking earlier today, and this has been a theme that I've been, you know, when I was on the air long before I ran for Congress, this idea that, you know, the president said we will stay until we win. I've asked the question. I've begged people to answer the question. I have sought out the answer. I mean, legitimately, David, went out and asked dozens of people that are lots smarter than I am, including you. I'm going to ask you right now, what does winning look like?
In Iraq.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can help put a face on that,
yeah,
maybe I'll understand what it looks like. So then I can perhaps, you know, put the little brain power I have together and offer some suggestions to victory. But I want to know what a win looks like.
Well, a win in 2007. I don't think there is a win in 2007. I wrote a piece on this as well. There's, which is on my site. It's called One Way Out. There is only at this point least worst choices, as I see it. And the position I took, and I noticed that David Brooks, a conservative columnist for the New York Times, is now taking roughly the same position, is that the only solution in Iraq is partition. You basically have to create three states instead of one, give one each to the three main ethnic religious groups there, and you get the United States out of the United States military out of the middle of a domestic civil war and give them the task instead of essentially guarding borders or helping to guard borders of those states, and you prevent the civil war because, you know, it's a rough and it's an ugly solution, but you disaggregate the hostile elements. And by doing that, I think you have a chance in Iraq of salvaging something there. But it's only the least worst solution. There are no good solutions there, and I really don't think there have been for a very long time.
Well, you know, I go back to the first Gulf War, and I think that there were these expectations that what happened in the second Gulf War was going to be a repeat of the first one. We went in, we bombed, we did this, we did that. Everybody went home. Everybody was almost happy. Because we left one piece of unfinished business, that of course was Saddam Hussein, and I think that there was a general acceptance that that's what the second Gulf War would be. Now we knew that, we certainly know now, but we knew that we weren't sending enough people. I think anybody that paid attention to what was going to happen in Iraq, there weren't going to be enough troops. There was no question about that, and I remember a Saturday, David, during Shock and Awe. I was on the air literally 7 or 8 hours that day. And it was one of the honest days in my radio career, mostly because what I was doing was literally watching live what was happening in Iraq and then sharing that with people. And I'm thinking to myself, isn't this the most funked up game of football that I've ever called in my life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, some people knew, Tony, and I can't profess to be one of them. I didn't know that the war was going to go one way or the other, but what I did know is that I didn't trust the Bush administration at all, and I knew that they were marketing, you know, that this was a full-blown marketing scheme, and we found out for sure that was the case later with, you know, the Downing Street memos and everything, where that's all laid out pretty clearly. But some people did know, you know, smarter people than you and I, in terms of knowing the intricate politics of the Middle East and military capabilities and what have you. And those people included, you know, Brent Scowcroft and George H.W. Bush, who understood that, you know, invading and occupying Iraq, you know, the occupation of Iraq was going to be one heck of a lot harder than the invasion of Iraq and, you know, and the sort of disintegration of Saddam's army. I mean, that was always, I think, pretty clearly going to be easy. But what came after that could be potentially very hard. And I think what happened is, you know, the vice president and the secretary of defense and some others probably told Bush that it would be a cakewalk, and he believed it. And that, you know, just think for a second, if it had been a cakewalk, I mean, if it had gone a lot easier in the occupation phase, this guy would be a hero now. I mean, this guy would be very highly regarded, and he would be jamming his domestic agenda down our throats, and Congress would be bowing and passing his bills. I mean, this could have turned out extremely differently, and I think they banked on the fact that it would have, but it turned out, you know, obviously not to.
Hey, David, stay with us. We got to get to a quick break. David Green, again, my guest, regressiveantidote.net. If you want to join us, we got some time for calls on the other side. Toll free, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll take the quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Miguel Sarmiento, owner and chef of the Mexicali Grill in New Monterey, cordially invites you to visit his restaurant and enjoy quality Mexican food prepared with California seasonings and sauces, all with personalized, attentive service. Miguel has more than 14 years of experience preparing Italian, Hawaiian, Mexican, French, and American dishes in restaurants throughout Monterey County. Looking to savor the best Mexicali cuisine served with great margaritas or fine imported or domestic beers? Visit the Mexicali Grill today, located at 204 Lighthouse Avenue at the corner of Reeside Avenue in New Monterey. The Mexicali Grill is open daily for lunch from 11 to 3 and for dinner from 5 to 9. For takeout orders, call 375-9801. That's 375-9801. Miguel has a message for all Central Coast residents who appreciate delicious, high-quality Mexican food at reasonable prices.
Todos son bienvenidos en el Mexicali Grill. Try us. You'll like us a lot.
Children's books, educational toys, and games your entire family will enjoy together are always in season at locally owned and operated Thinker Toys. Hi, this is Nurse Rona of Childhood Matters. Research and common sense show that children learn by playing, and the caring management and staff at Thinker Toys have 37 years of experience helping parents and grandparents choose the ideal gift for toddlers through teens. So whether you're birthday shopping or simply want to show your love, a gift from Thinker Toys is a way to let someone know you care enough to shop for the very best. With an outstanding selection of